word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret. He saw two boats there along the lake. The fishermen had disembarked and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, he asked him to put out a short distance from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. After he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and lower your nets for a catch." Simon said in reply, "Master, we have worked hard all night and have caught nothing, but at your command, I will lower the nets." When they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their nets were tearing. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come to help them. They came and filled both boats so that the boats were in danger of sinking. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at the knees of Jesus and said, "Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For astonishment at the catch of fish they had made seized him and all those with him. And likewise, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners of Simon. Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men." When they brought their boats to the shore, they left everything and followed. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Last night I attended the online prayer meeting, a family prayer meeting, and I couldn't help but really be astonished at a mother who shared a testimony last night. And the testimony went like this, that she was having a conversation with her son. And just to give a little history of the son was at college, the son, you know, dropped out of college. And the mother, you know, had so much dreams and hope for this son, and she becomes despondent, and she's like, "Okay, well, what next now?" And she said, in the midst of this conversation with her beloved son, the son just came out and said, "Ma, I'm going back to college." And she said she was so shocked by the child's response, and in that moment, she recognized that even when we think God is not working, He's what?
He's working.
And I wanted to shout and say, "It's not over until God says it is over." Yes. And so again, you see how it is so important for us to put our trust in God. God is a way maker.
Amen.
God makes a way where there seems not a way. I say, God begins when doctors stop.
Amen.
Doctors does not have the final say.
Amen.
Man does not have the final say. God has it.
Amen.
Today in the scripture reading, that is proven, that Peter went out fishing and they caught nothing. Now, just imagine, there is nothing. Nothing from nothing leaves?
Nothing.
That's right. And so Peter, he knows, "Listen, we did this all night. We caught nothing, Master. Go out of the deep. Master, but we caught nothing. Go out. Master, I want to give up on this son. I want to ask what is next. Don't give up on him. I am working. Sister Mary, I am working." Yes, God is working on the inside. When you think everything looking rough on the outside, God's smoothing things on the inside.
Amen.
He's smoothing things. All we have to do is to trust Him. So what we are doing, I can imagine Peter. He maybe went out there, you know, okay, but you say it, and you know, maybe Peter must be saying all kind of negative things about Jesus in his mind. And what happened? Put your trust in God, and God will, He will deliver. And the thing about God is that God is never late, people. God is always on time.
And that's why we need to pray, Lord, give me patience. For the scripture says, those who what? Wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall walk and never grow weary. Imagine that. They shall run and never faint. Ain't fainting at all. Listen, just wait on him. And it's very true. We go fishing. If you are a fisherman, I have never gone fishing, but I've heard that you have to have patience. It's not a quick thing you're going. Sometimes it's all day in your boat, in the sun, with that fishing line. You have to wait until the fish bites the bait. Yes. And so, what happened? Peter caught the biggest catch they had ever caught. In that moment, that is a very important thing here. Peter recognized the Christ. He recognized the face of God. And when you come into the presence of God, what do you say? Depart from me, because I am a sinful man. When you come into the presence of God, into the presence of holiness, we recognize our unworthiness. Lord, I am unworthy. As holy as I think I am, Lord, I am unholy. Lord, I am unworthy. And that is why we can sing Amazing Grace. Because you see, it's that amazing grace, Digna, that saved you. Amen. And saved me.
Amen.
Wretched as we are, that amazing grace finds us and brings deliverance, brings answer to prayer, doesn't move like how men will move. That amazing grace do not give up on us. That amazing grace comes and finds us.
Amen.
And that is why we can now go into the deep. The psalmist says, deep calls unto thee. There is that longing inside of all of us. We want more, and that more is Christ.
Amen. Amen. Amen.